Anyone know who that is? Did anybody watch the Olympics? Rebecca knows. Who is that? Jessica Ennis. Do you know anything about her? Do you know anything about her? What did she do to win a medal? What did she do, Josiah? Did she run? Did she swim? Did she climb? She did a lot of those things, I think, didn't she? She was a heptathlete. Do you know where she lives? She lives in Sheffield, actually, if anybody knew that. I don't know if she's married. Don't know anything more about her than that, really. Paul said, do you know?
Married.
Oh, she's getting married. Well, there you go. Last one. I don't know what's happened to his eyes there, but do you know who that is? I think it's one of these masks that you can make. Does anybody, boys and girls, you know who this is? Does anybody know? Who's this? Hey?
Cameron. No, it's not.
It's not Cameron. Right idea, wrong country. Any of the children know? Dad, do you know? The president. It is the president. You don't know his name? Anyone help the children out? Sam, do you know? He's called Mr. Obama. He's called Mr. Obama. But do you know anything else about him? He's the president. Where does he live? Where does he live? Where does he live, Josiah? In America, in a huge big house. Do you know anything else about him? He's got family in a country on the other side of the world. Did you know that? In a country. Anybody know? He's got family in Kenya. After that, don't know too much about him. Now, if we were to ask people, what do they say about Jesus? If we were to go out there and we were to ask the people walking past, or if we were to go into your school or the places where you live and say, what do you know about Jesus? What can you tell me about Jesus? What do you think some of the things people would say might be? Don't put them up yet, Thomas. What would some of the things people would say about Jesus? Go on, anything you like. What would they say? He was... Go on, Josiah. Yeah, you've got the best one. He rose from the dead. I think if you just went and asked people outside, they'd say things like, was he good or was he not good? He was good man. What would they say about how he was born or where he was born? Go on, Sam. He was born in Bethlehem. There you go. You can put them up now. We're ticking them off. What about the things that he said? Some people would say he's a good... If you have to go to school and you have to listen to somebody talking at you all day, what's that person called? A teacher. Some people would say Jesus is a good teacher. Some people might just say, well, you know what? We don't really believe in what Christians say about him. We just think he's someone from way back when. What's the stuff you learn about in school about things that happened in the past? What's that called? History. Some people say, do you know what? We don't really believe in the things that you claim Jesus did. He's just someone from history. And some people would say, well, the things he wrote were very good. And they're good things that people have said about him. But we don't really believe in much of it. See, people would say all kinds of different things. But what are some of the things that in the Bible you know about Jesus? What are some of the things that the Bible says that you can tell me? What about where he was born? Have we said that? Where was he born? In a stable inn in Bethlehem. Brilliant. He was born there. Where was he brought up? Who knows where Jesus was brought up? A little town called... Anybody know? Begins with a N. Nazareth. Nazareth. Well done. And who knows what job he did? What job did he do? What did he work as for a number of years? Well done, Josiah, a carpenter. And then what did he do? You're on form today, aren't you, Josiah? Brilliant. And then what did he do for 3 years that we have recorded in the Bibles? What did he go out and do? What did he do preaching for the last 3 years of his life on earth. What did he do, Dan? He preached. Excellent. He preached for 3 years, didn't he? These are some of the things that the Bible just records for us. But on their own, if you put all those things together, you've still got the question, haven't you? This is for everybody. Why and how did Jesus have such an impact on this world? Do you know what? Here's a few things that have made such an impact. Who's got any books at home? Anyone got any books? How many have you got? Any idea? 1? 10? 50? You got lots. Do you know what? What are they? Have you got as many as that? You've got as many as that? Some people have. Some people have. But apparently there's been more books written about Jesus and the Christian faith than anybody else. What else? What else has been an impact of Jesus' life in this world? What's that? Who knows what that is? Who knows what that is? Go on, then. A calendar. Jesus' life has had that impact. The year that we have today. What's the year today? There it is up there. What's the year today? 2013 was set by Jesus' life. If you go out into the city, what else can you see about the impact of Jesus' life? If you drive up and down and you see lots and lots of places that we'll see a picture of in a minute where people will go to worship Jesus, what are they called? Churches. Lots and lots of churches have been set up. And lots of people, I don't know how many people would say they were followers of Jesus or Christians. That's a lot of people. Can you count that number of people? That's a lot, isn't it? We can't record the number of people. So Jesus' life has had an impact in the world. But even still, that doesn't really answer the question, does it? Of who was Jesus? Why did he come? And what does that mean for us today? The Bible tells us a few things. Go on, Thomas. The Bible tells us a few things. If somebody was to ask you, what was the mission of Jesus? The Bible tells us, and the things that we read in our reading earlier, that Jesus was persecuted by his enemies. What does persecuted mean? Persecuted means if you were persecuted in school, what's somebody being to you? Or by your friends or anywhere, what does that mean? Being nice or being nasty? Nasty. Jesus was persecuted by his enemies. He was put through a false trial. He was crucified. He was killed. He died and was buried. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Isn't that great? But you know what? We're still left with a question, aren't we? Why? Why did that happen? Why did Jesus do that? Why did God send Jesus into the world? We've got three things that we'll see about Jesus. Three things, okay? And they're going to be split up by a song in a minute. The first one is this. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Now, if we said that, if we go out there, and say that, some people will say, no, he isn't. Some people will say, I don't believe there's a God. Do you believe there's a God? Everybody's got to answer that question, haven't they? And the Bible says that there is a God. And the Bible tells us in the very first verse of the Bible that God did something amazing. Would you like to read the verse that comes up? Anybody like to read that? Can anyone say that out loud? Would you want to say it together? I just want to say this together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And to believe what we're going to tell you about Jesus, you have to believe that there's a God and that God made this world. So Jesus is the Son of God. And you know what? In the Bible, lots and lots of times in the Bible, it was predicted or it was prophesied that Jesus would come. Is that, do you think that's true? Go on, Thomas, next one. You've got to keep up. Lots and lots of prophecies in the Bible pointed to Jesus. And if you go home, you can read some of them in books like Isaiah and the Psalms. And God himself said that Jesus was his son. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, God said about Jesus, "This is my son who I love. I am pleased with him. With him I am well pleased." Isn't it nice when your mum or your dad says, "Sam, I'm pleased with you today." It doesn't happen very often. Oh, it does. Isn't it nice though when someone says, "I'm pleased with you"? And God said about Jesus, "This is my son. I am pleased with him." I don't know who the youngest child here today is. Is it Jonathan? Is Jonathan the youngest person here today? Now then, was Jonathan's birth predicted from years and years and years ago? People have been praying, haven't they? People have been praying for him, but you didn't know that it was going to be Jonathan. You didn't know when he was going to be born. You didn't know lots of things about his life. But in the Bible, boys and girls, things were written down about Jesus, about where he would be born, about how he would live, about where he would live, and even about how he would die. Jesus was absolutely unique. Jesus is the Son of God. And then, lastly in this bit, Jesus did some incredible things, didn't he? Jesus did some things that only God could do. They were called miracles. I want you to see if you can get five miracles. Can we get five? Five miracles that Jesus did. Come on, one. Five miracles that Jesus did. Come on, Josiah, you're such a rock today. What are you doing? Rebecca. He made the storm calm. I think that's one of the answers on there. Excellent, Rebecca. What else did Jesus do? What else did Jesus do? Damn. He healed the paralyzed man. Oh, you can see the screen. Well done, Dan. Nathan. He fed the 5,000. What else did Jesus do? You go to any miracle. Well, we got one at the back. He's very shy. Water into wine. Excellent. Have we got them all? Well, he did more than that. Oh, there's one more that I had on here to get. Now, this was something that he did for a man called Lazarus. What did he do to a man called Lazarus? What did he do? Anybody know? He healed him, and he didn't just heal him because he had a sore knee like me. He did something much more incredible than that. What did he do to Lazarus? Jesus did some things that I couldn't do. Could you do those things? No. And Jesus is the Son of God. And do you know what Paul wrote in the New Testament? You can put it off. Paul wrote this. He said, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we in him might be the righteousness of God." That's a hard verse, but that means that God put on Jesus the wrong things that we'd done so that we could be right with God. Jesus was sent into the world for a rescue mission. We've seen that Jesus is the Son of God. We're going to see two more things. Jesus is the Lamb of God, and I'll explain that in a minute. And then Jesus is the way to God. Now, it's about 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Who's been good all day? Who's been good all day? So since you got up, Jesus. I can't argue with that. Which of you have been good all day? Which of you have been good all day? Nobody's saying that they have? Well, maybe you're all very honest. All of us do things that are wrong, don't we? All of us have done things that are wrong today. All of us do things wrong every day. And do you know what the Bible calls that? Calls it a little word beginning with sin. Excellent. Sin. Well done. Something is wrong. The Bible calls it sin. So something needs to make that right. Something needs to make that right. But what would that be? How would that happen? And what will it cost? Do you know what? In football, if something happens that's wrong and it's inside the penalty area, what happens? What do you get? What do you get if you get fouled in the penalty area? You get a penalty. And that's because something that has been done that is wrong. Now, I'm too old for football now because my knee doesn't let me do it. I'm going to tell the mums and dads something that I really probably shouldn't tell them. Boys and girls, somebody want to come and have a look at this? This is a letter that nobody really likes getting. Nobody really likes getting these sorts of letters. Anybody want to come and have a look? Dan, do you want to come and have a look? Little secret between me and you, this. Is this a good letter or a bad letter? This is a bad letter. Do you know what's even worse? There's two of them. Do you know what's even worse? One of them was at 10 o'clock last Sunday morning, and the other one was at 12:30 last Sunday afternoon. We won't tell anybody whose these are, will we? Should we keep this as our little secret, Dad? We'll keep that as our... Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody what you've just seen. Do you know what that is? They're not mine, by the way. Something was done that was wrong. And something has been sent that requires a penalty to be paid. Now, whether that makes up for what you've done wrong, that's a different question. But they've said something is wrong. You drove too fast, or you turned when you shouldn't have turned, or you went through a light when you shouldn't have gone through a light, and a penalty has to be paid. Now, in the Old Testament, what would they do? What would the people do? This is a bit of a hard question. What would the people do when they wanted to come to God and say, we're sorry for what we've done wrong, we want to make it right? What would people do? Can anyone remember? Do you know? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? It's quite a hard question. Thomas, do you know? I'm going to pick on you. What would they do in the Old Testament when they'd done something wrong and the people wanted to come to God and make it right? They would offer something. A sacrifice. The people would offer a sacrifice. And what would it normally be? It would normally be a lamb. But you know what? Jesus said, or rather, John said this about Jesus. He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And do you know what Jesus did? The Bible tells us that Jesus laid down his life willingly for us. Let's see what the Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 17. I wonder if somebody would read this. Do you want to read this for me? Big loud voice, stand up, big loud voice. Excellent. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. A lamb in the Bible was a sacrifice, wasn't it? But the people would have to come and make those sacrifices over and over again. Jesus laid down his life once and he doesn't have to do it again. Is a sacrifice a hard thing or an easy thing? I suppose it depends what it is, doesn't it? If I was to come to your house and say, you've got lots of Easter eggs. Who wants to sacrifice an Easter egg for me? Who would say yes? Who would say no? Freya's hiding. Anisha's hiding. Oh, she's gone to the toilet. Who would sacrifice one? Not everybody, would they? Sacrifice sometimes is a hard thing. But that sort of sacrifice doesn't compare to what Jesus did. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice, didn't he? Because what did he give up? He gave up his life. Do you know what Peter says about Jesus somewhere else in the Bible? Next one, Thomas. Peter says this. He says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. Peter says that Jesus took the things that we've done wrong in his body on the cross. That's an incredible thing. That's a hard thing to think about, isn't it? That's a hard thing to understand. But actually, in some ways, it's a simple thing. Jesus took the punishment that we deserve on him. Now, boys and girls, here's the last thing. Here's the last thing that we need to remember today. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God. And then finally, Jesus is the way to God. Now then, if I said to you, how do you get from here to your house? Could you all tell me? Could you tell me how to get back to your house from here? You could walk, yeah, but is it that way, or that way, or that way, or this way? Would you know? You might do. Would you know how to get to your house? Would you know? Could you describe how to get there? If I asked four people how to get to the same place, I might get four different answers, mightn't I? Let's see the first one. You see, in life, some people will tell you to go my way. They'll say, do what I'm doing, go the way I'm going, and you'll be okay. Go my way. Other people will tell you, there's a better way. Do you know what? The things you're doing, I know a better way. Don't do that. Do this, and go this way. And then some people, they'll tell you, you're not doing the right thing. You're going the, what does that say? The wrong way. They'll tell you you're going the wrong way. That's not why I got that ticket, by the way. Going the wrong way. But do you know what Jesus came to do? Jesus came to sort that confusion out, didn't he? Because Jesus is the way, the one way to God. If we can have the next verse, Thomas. This is probably one of the most famous verses in the Bible, isn't it? One of the most famous verses, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to be the one way, the way to God, didn't he? Now, is that good or is that not good? I think that is fantastic news, don't you? Let me ask you again, is that good or not good? I think that is fantastic news, that Jesus is the way to God. Now, John didn't finish there when he said that verse. He said something else in the next verse. He said, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, you know those pictures we had up before about people going my way or your way or the wrong way? Jesus said, I'm coming to point you the right way to God. If you want to get to God, the answer is found in me. And it's only through me and through what I've done, said Jesus, that we can be right with God. You've listened really well, boys and girls. We've almost finished. Last slide, Thomas, please. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that life with Jesus is fantastic and it's full. Do you know what? There are so many people in the world who, they're not happy, they're sad, they're depressed, they've got problems, they've got things on. So are Christians. So are people who believe in Jesus. We can be sad. We can be unhappy. We can have problems. But the Bible tells us why Jesus came. It says, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Who wants to have life to the full? Who wants to enjoy life? Who wants to understand the meaning of life? Who wants to know peace and security and fulfillment and assurance? This is for everybody. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, is that a promise that our problems disappear? No. Is that a promise that we will never have trouble or pain or sorrow or suffering again? No. No, it's not. But we have the help of the Lord. We have the Holy Spirit with us when we turn to the Lord Jesus, when we say sorry for the things that we've done wrong, when we come to him in repentance and faith, and we trust in him. We're going to finish with one last verse. You've listened really, really well. This is the very last one. Jesus was talking to a lady called Martha, and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And then he stopped. And then he looked at her and he said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus knew, didn't he, that he was coming into this world for a purpose, for a mission, to die, but not only to die, but to rise from the dead. He knew that it was only by doing this that people, men and women and boys and girls, would find peace with God and hope of life everlasting. Do you know what? That is the fantastic news about Easter. You might go home and you might have lots of chocolates and you might have a great day, and I hope you do. I hope you have a really great day. But I want to ask you what Jesus asked that lady, and he said, do you believe this?